Well, I just want you to know that I really am obedient to Scripture, because where Jesus says, whatever house you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. That's what I do. You know, let's listen again to our first reading, incredible words from the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad for her, all you who love her, so that you may be suckled and satisfied from her consoling breast, so that you may drink deep with delight from her generous nipple. For God says this, look, I am going to send peace flowing over her like a river. You will be suckled, carried on her hip, and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts a child, so I shall comfort you. Wow, those are lovely words, aren't they? But, you know, maybe for some of us that just seems so far away from our reality and our experience. Those kind of beautiful images of peace and comfort. Because we find ourselves pulled and stretched and stressed and fragmented by stresses in our relationships, by tensions at work, by chauffeuring around kids all day long to an endless spate of activities, by worries over finances, by struggles with sickness. Where do we find that peace and comfort of which these scriptures speak about? Well, one thing we do know is that the Word reveals to us today that it is God's will that each one of us experience the joy of such peace and comfort. Jesus himself says elsewhere in Scripture, come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. Your souls will find rest. And so if we find ourselves to be strung out, we've got to find some way to receive that invitation to come to Jesus. We've got to find some way to come to Christ. And if we're going to come to Christ, that's an active, deliberate action to come to Christ. It means we have to make some decisions, perhaps, and maybe change some things in our life so that we can maybe spend 10 or 15 minutes in the morning coming to Christ and sitting with Him and listening to Him in the Word, in the Scriptures. Maybe we have to change some things in our life so that we can spend an hour or 15 minutes even in adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, which happens in our chapel every Thursday from 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock. The Blessed Sacrament is exposed for adoration. Or maybe we just need to change our whole attitude as we come to Mass. Instead of just falling into Mass just like anything else, to come to it with more intention and deliberation, mindful of what we're coming to and what we're going to be receiving. That the Lord wants to feed us in His Word, that He wants to feed us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. You know, what was that beautiful hymn that the Blessed Mother sang, the Magnificat? She says, He has filled the starving with good things. That's the Lord's will for us, to feed us and to come to Mass with that active, expectant faith, that hunger to encounter the Lord, to come to Jesus, as He says. Come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened, and I will give you rest. We have a great opportunity in just a month from now with our parish revival, a great way to come to Jesus, to carve out that time during that week every night to come and to be renewed and refreshed so that the Lord can give us rest. So many opportunities. And if we're going to experience that peace and comfort of the Lord that we hear about in our first reading, maybe it requires an attitude adjustment too. See, if we're going to be fed and carried by the Lord, it means we have to become little. And so I'm going to seize Allison here, if I may, as our... So, I mean, Allison is Exhibit A with this whole scripture. This whole scripture speaks about the love of God is the love of a mother. And Allison here, you know, she's little. She can't really do anything. I mean, she gets fed. What do we lose there? Let me have that. Thank you. Now, little Allison here, you know, she just gets fed. She gets carried around. She can't move herself. You know, even people clean up her mess after her. I mean, what a great life, huh? And it's because she's little. And she can only be fed and carried and cared for because she's little. And that's the attitude adjustment that maybe we need to change. To loosen our tight grip on everything as if it all has to do with us. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, great doctor of the church, is an apostle of these things. She says, Jesus does not demand great actions of us, but simply surrender and gratitude. Did I say something wrong? Well, okay, well, I here we go, Dad. Allison loved being in the spotlight, but only so long. So maybe that's the kind of attitude adjustment we need to take. Surrender. Just letting go of things and letting the Lord carry us. And having that attitude of gratitude that even in the midst of all the things that we struggle with, the things that stress us out, to remember to be grateful for all that we have. Those attitudes can open us to receiving that peace and that comfort that we hear about in our first reading. And if we're not going to do any of this for our own sanity and salvation, we have to remember that as baptized Christians, Jesus needs us. Jesus needs us. Today in the gospel, he says he sends the 72, which is the biblical number that represents the faithful of the nations, which is us. He sends the 72, he sends them ahead of him to every town and place he intended to visit. Jesus needs us to send us as an advance guard into the world. And as he said to those 72, go into each house, say peace to this house. You know, he sends us out too as advance guards to bring peace, his peace, to homes and families and people. And he also sends us out to announce the kingdom of God is near at hand. The kingdom of God is near to you. And we have to be signs that that is really true, that the kingdom of God is near by the way that we are. But we cannot give what we don't have. And that is why we have to have that attitude adjustment. We have to come to Jesus to be refreshed ourselves. St. Paul reminds us in our second reading, all this other stuff that we get so upset about does not matter, he says. All that matters, he says, is a new creation. That's all that matters for us, is that we become a new creation. Again, that's the theme of our revival, that the Lord makes all things new. And so that attitude of surrender and gratitude is the power that Jesus gives us, that he talks about in the gospel, so that we can tread down the serpents of anxiety, the scorpions of stress and worry, the full strength of the enemy. But only if we come to Jesus to find rest. May he be praised forever. Amen. Amen.